gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Hey, buddy here. If you see Roger, ask him about his great-grandpa, the Remington Rand calculator that could print.
Wow. How about that? It could print. Well, hey, you know, the calculator that could print.
It was a big clunky thing.
Well, I'm sure it was. Absolutely.
It was used to calculate everything from mortgage rates to ballistic missile guidance thingies.
To your grocery bill.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hello, all you good people. I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 75. Look who I met at the Chinese takeaway for Monday, January.
You know what, folks? That's just not nice. Let's do that again.
Hello, all you good people. I am your lovable Shyampa radio star, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 76. Robots rule the world.
There we go.
I mean, the Stolen Tissues episode? For Monday, January 30th, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
Boom chakalaka. You got that right, Anthony. Betty out.
There you go, Betty. Always boom chakalaking. Boom chakalaking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. This week is going to start off on the cool side, but we should see things warm up later on down the road. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently clear with a few clouds and 56 degrees Fahrenheit, 13 centigrade for you Canadian snowbirds, and the humidity is 37%. There is a dew point of 30 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. What a surprise. But there is also a frost and freeze warning for parts of the Tampa Bay area. Cover your plants and turn on your heat. Tonight,
really? Frost and freeze?
Frost and freeze advisory. Yeah, exactly. Tonight, Monday night, it will be mostly clear, but we will be seeing a low as 47 degrees. There are parts of the Tampa Bay area that are going to see temperatures as low as 35 degrees. Tuesday is going to be sunny. It's going to warm up to a high of only 67 degrees, then mostly clear with a low of around 52 overnight. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 71, and then clear and 55 overnight. On Thursday, it will be sunny with a high near 73, and then mostly clear with low around 56 overnight. And then Friday, it will be sunny, back to our normal Florida winter weather. It will be sunny with a high near 73, and then mostly clear with a low of around 57 overnight. And that's your Chiampa Tampa Bay weather. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Jose.
Jose! How's the weather in Chicago, Jose?
Well, you know what? I like Jose. Sometimes I wish I could be a Jose. That would be
nice.
Well,
you can change your name to Jose. You can legally change your name, you know.
I thought it was a smudge that you actually found the correct E with the little...
I did find the correct E with the little tilde, or not, tilde the, or whatever the accent it. Over the top.
The accent, yes.
And that's your Chiampa, anyways, Tampa Bay weather. How's the weather in Chicago, Jose?
Well, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Chiampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Wow, we have been, until today, 8 days without seeing the sun.
Wow.
It's been a cloudy, depressing day, and today was a nice relief. Unfortunately, as of around 1 p.m. when I recorded this, the clouds started up again, and so, unless you're listening live, it's currently overcast at 32 degrees F, or zero for you Celsius types, with a humidity factor of 26% inside the studios and 56% outside. The wind is out of the south at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 223 miles per hour.
Holy shit, you got to watch out for those typos. Holy shit, 220 miles an
hour. Crazy miles. Well, you know, I just read it as I see it. So.
Read it as you see
it. But yeah, it's not that fast. It's only like 23 miles.
23, okay. Well, that's good.
So the dew point, though, is at 18F, which gives us a wind chill of 23. So it does feel pretty cold. Monday night, we'll see a 40% chance of snow with temps, temps rising to 36 by 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tuesday, we'll see a 20% chance of snow before noon. It will be cloudy with a high near 37. Breezy, too. And Wednesday, you'll be partly sunny with a high near 32. Now, the rest of the week, we should see sunny days, but much cooler temperatures. Winter is back, and that's it for your Chicago weather.
Awesome.
We want to hear from you. Give us a call now at the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty will get you in and cue you up. We're okay with anonymous, but if you're another podcast show or a musician wanting to get some airtime, we're here for you. And back to you, Betty.
Hey, Betty here. Joe and Anthony want me to let you know we really appreciate carrying the following on Chiampa Radio. The World Labor Hour on WRFU. CPR News hosted by Don DeBar. Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio out of Somerville, Massachusetts. Radio Thrift Shop from WGCS out of New London, New Hampshire. And, finally, all background tracks used in this show are from Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Support local and support independence. We appreciate your support, Chiampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Ah, yes, the TP segment. Thank you, Betty. So I think I've been noticing a thing, and we've got a call coming in, and I know who it is because he somehow got on Facebook and we were messaging earlier today, and we were talking about comfort animals, not service animals, not like service dogs, the ones that help the blind and the like disabled.
Emotional
comfort animals. And I recall, hang on there, caller. We'll be with you in just a moment. I recall because this brought up the whole thing of how we I was at the mall one time and I was behind somebody that had a dog on a leash. It was clearly a comfort animal. And I'm walking through the mall and the dog just takes a shit right on the floor, right there in the food court. It was in the food court of all places.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I've got a caller on the line here. Is that you, Ezel? That's Ezel. Oh boy.
Today's a maggoty.
Hey, Zal. You.
Yeah. Man, I hear what you're talking about, man. You know, I finally got out of that cardboard box over there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I met this girl. She was pretty nice. And she says, man, you know how to janitor? And I go, yeah, man, I can be a janitor. And she says, all right. Why don't you come on over to this condo complex that I manage, and you can be the janitor. And I said, what's up with that? She said, well, you got some benefits. And I go, what kind of benefits? And she said, well, we got a little janitor room. We'll stick you in the janitor room. You can make that your house. And I go, oh, man, well, you know, it's a small closet. It's got rooms and shit, but you know what?
You've got some space. It's inside. It's better than a cardboard box.
Man, it gets me out of that cold tonight, you know. So this has been going on a little bit since I last talked to you. So anyway, I'm over there and I gotta empty the garbage cans and, you know, clean the pool and shit like that, you know. So here I am, I'm emptying out a garbage can, and now here comes this woman, just like you. She's walking this dog, and I'm looking, this dog takes a dookie right on the pavement there, and I said. And then she's walking away, and I go, hey, lady, come on, hold on a second.
Wow. Shit right there, huh?
Right in front of me, man. Took a dookie, and I says, lady, come on. I said, first of all, I thought I read a sign over there that said no pets allowed in the condo. And she goes, well, wait a minute, man. I said, what do you mean, wait a minute, man? And she says, this is an Issa dog. And I go, what? What the fuck is a Issa dog? I said, is that like a cocker spaniel or something? She said, no, man. He said, this is an emotional support dog. And I said, what's up with that, man? Emotional. What? Hey, didn't you bring that dog in here? She said, oh, yeah. She said, I got a certificate. And I said, let me see that certificate. She said, well, I don't have to show it to you. But I won't show it to you anyway. So she shows me the certificate. And I said, you know what? This is a pretty good deal here, man. You can live in this place with as an old pet rule, but you can get the certificate because I said, how do you get this? She said, you got depression? And I said, man, you ain't got depression now. There's all this shit going on. I said, man, I'm depressed. She says, yeah. She gives me a card. She says, go see my doctor. And I said, yeah. I said, well, how much is it going to cost me? She said, about $200. I said, what am I dumb? She says, no, you're depressed, you dumbass. And I go, oh, okay. So I go see the doctor. He writes me out, man. He says, here, take this piece of paper. It says, you're depressed. He says, oh, I go, oh, man. And then he gave me a script for some Xanax, too, man. That was
ooh,
pretty
that's,
cool.
See, that's the bonus round right
that's
there.
That's always a bonus.
That is
you know he says, come in. I said, well, man, I'll get a script for some medical marijuana.
There you go. It's in Florida. We got it.
Oh, man, this guy was cool. I mean, I didn't even think he was a doctor, but I saw something on the wall said he was a doctor, so I believed him. Anyway, so he gives me this thing for this dog thing, and I'm thinking, now I walk out of your office, and I go, wait a minute, it says animal on here. So I'm thinking, well, you know what? I went down the street and I went to this farming fleet place or something, or tractor supply, and they had bees there. And
oh,
said,
there you
man,
go. We got bees.
They got bees. I said, man, give me 3 pounds of bees and a queen. So, man, I go back to the condo, and I'm bringing my bees in. I got comfort bees, you understand?
Comfort bees. That's the best one I've heard yet.
Comfort bees, man. I mean, they didn't say I can't have bees, you know.
That's a good point.
So I got these comfort bees, right? And so the manager comes in, and she looks, and she goes, what the hell is that? I said, that's my comfort bees. She says, get them damn things out of here. Wait a minute. I said, I got the right. I got the paper here that says I can have a comfort animal. And she says, man, get that thing out. I'm going to throw your ass out of here. So you know what? I called the White House. Yeah, I got out of the phone. Yeah, man, I called the White House, and that dude answered over there, I said, give me that president. And he said, man, that president, he's too busy. And I said, I explained it to him. I said, man, man, this lady wants to kick me out. She ain't got no right to kick me out. I'm protected, man. I got the cover piece. You understand? I had a piece of paper says I'm okay. So he says, well, you got to call the Department of Housing. And I go, okay. And then I'm thinking, I go, wait a minute. Man, I know that dude, man. Me and him, we were homies in Detroit, man. So I dial it up, and I said, I want to talk to that big shot in housing. And I says, and so, you know what? He gets on the air, man. I told him, this is easy. I want to talk to big shot. So old Ben boy gets on the air. He says, Ezra, what are you doing? I said, man, I got a problem. I said, I got these comfort bees, and this landlord wants to throw me out. And so he goes, man, you some trifling shit, man. Don't be calling me. So you and I told him, I says, you know what, man? I will come down to Washington and I will punch you out. Well, I didn't know it, man. But you know what? Them damn Secret Service, they listen to everything, man.
Yeah, they
so
do.
Man.
They know what you're doing, Ezel. They know what you're doing.
Man, you guys got to call your congressman, man. Call the president. I give you a White House number. It's area code 204-666-666. And man, call it. See, man, they off a poor Ezel. I didn't mean to punch that guy. I just want my bees. I said, man, I want my bees. And he says, damn it, man, leave me alone. And then sure as shit, man, that Secret Service called back. And then he says, man, they said, what are you doing threatening the chief of housing department? I go, man, he ain't no chief. He's an old homeboy from Detroit. I said, man, don't be messing with me. I said, you just leave me alone, man. I'm a citizen, man. And they said, man, we'll get you. I said, you ain't going to find me, man. I said, you ain't going to find me. You don't know where I'm at. So then I just hung up on him. I said, kiss my ass. And I hung up on him. And then, oh.
They're coming to get the comfort bees.
Uh-oh. Oh, hold on, man. Hold on. Uh-oh, I got a peephole. Oh, shit. Man, it's two dudes and they got black shoes on. Oh, man. Oh, shit, boys. You know what? Man, call your guys, man. I got to go. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Did we lose him?
I think we did. I think we lost Ezel. Ezel is gone. Well, you know, it's what happens sometimes. Yeah. So, while Ezel has been busy, clearly.
Yes, apparently, with those interesting concepts.
Yeah, interesting concepts. So, comfort bees. Comfort bees. How about that?
Well, you know, what? Speaking of interesting concepts,
yes,
since I think we have 2 minutes.
Yeah, we do, and I'm all tied up in my headphone cord anyway.
I was actually pretty chef-like this past week, and I made some roasted Brussels sprouts. I roasted them in salt, pepper, grapeseed oil, oregano, and cinnamon. And let me tell you, they were delicious. I roasted them at 400 degrees for 25 minutes.
How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I like to
throw. I paired that with some...
Go on. What'd you pair them with?
I paired that with some bacon-wrapped steaks from Aldi's.
There you go.
And it was quite a nice meal.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll have to share that. Mm-hmm. So what were you going to say?
Yeah, I've been grilling the Brussels sprouts lately. That's my plans for next time I make dinner, just actually grill some Brussels sprouts, which you know can
Ooh,
they kind of they kind of
nice.
Yeah they come up with a pretty good flavor and all that. So yeah, cooking is fun, but cooking is also time consuming, which sometimes makes cooking not so exciting.
Yeah, that's okay though. It's okay because I've discovered that I don't give a frack when I do the dishes. I might do them now or I might do them tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, no. See, I just can't have them sit around, you know, for, yeah, they got to get clean.
I do the pre-wash. I get them to a point where I can easily do them later. But, you know, it's a long process to wash dishes because you got to scrub to make sure you get all of the nastiness off.
We do have to get all the nastiness off. We don't want to leave nastiness behind. So,
Well, you know, I can preempt my news a little bit because I do want to continue with these wonderful talking points, including yours, too. It's two for Monday.
Okay.
What is two for Monday?
What does two for Monday
it's
mean?
Two hashtags.
Okay.
That are trending for Monday.
All right.
And the two hashtags that are trending for Monday are delete Uber, hashtag delete Uber, and hashtag boycott Starbucks. Now, both of these are controversies that are completely stupid and gone way out of control.
I want you to tell me about these. Folks. I want to know about these. I'm not familiar with this.
Well, there was sometime this past week, there was a taxi strike at JFK. And so I think Uber activated surge pricing for that airport. And so all of a sudden, you started to get a lot of drivers and a lot of business. And
I see.
So people started to see that and say, well, you're basically breaking a strike and earning money. And the taxi cabs are on strike, and that's not fair. So people are saying that basically also that Uber, and this is probably true, I don't know, I need to research that, I, you know, don't hold me to nothing, folks. but apparently Uber has connections with Trump, and that's bad.
Oh, wow.
That's just bad.
Huh.
So now the boycott Starbucks hashtag, that is in response to Starbucks saying that they will hire something like 10,000 what are they called?
Refugees.
Refugees.
Yes. I saw that. I saw that on the on the news myself recently.
Yes. So those are the two hashtags. That's why we're going to call it two for Monday.
Two for
so
Monday.
So it'll be two hashtags that are trending.
Okay.
Now, if the same hashtags tend to be trending, then that's a problem, I guess. I don't know. But usually that's not the case. I've noticed that every day there's different trendings. So this could get interesting. This could be a nice new little addition to our talking point segment.
We might have to get some theme music for it.
Yeah. But Anthony, I'm going to go ahead and scratch this last one off the list and let you go ahead and talk about what's been going on this past week.
Why? You don't want to tell us about you being crazy this week?
No.
I see. Okay.
Not really.
Okay. On the fly scripting changes. That's fair enough. All right. That's fine. So this week in politics, crazy. Keystone back on. TPP canceled. We closed the borders.
So it's Keystone is, you know, I was trying to find today a list of all the pipes that have caused serious accidents or any kind of accident.
Okay.
And there's a lot of them.
There are a lot, yes.
There's a few of them.
There's quite a few oil leaks out there. In recent years, it's not like, oh, that's an oil leak from 1952. No, that's like an oil leak from like 2013, 2010.
December.
Yeah, December, last February.
Of 2016,
exactly.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, and then the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I don't know. It's like, I guess, on the terms of trade, I feel like, what the hell are people going to do if there is no manufacturing in our own country?
Well, yeah. Well,
I mean, you're not just going to get a degree overnight.
No,
you're going to have people that can't afford to go to schools that they need to go to.
And
so
exactly, and you're always going to have a segment of the population that's going to fall into the whole blue collar type of work,
exactly.
You know, work ethic, and that's fine. You know, it takes all kinds to make the world go round.
But we need those jobs. So what I'm saying is with TPP, maybe that's an okay thing. Maybe getting out of that is fine. Maybe
I'm hoping that was the rallying cry of the liberals during the election. That was the big thing between Hillary and Bernie. Both were, we got to get out of the TPP. So clearly that was a step in the right direction.
Now, these closed borders things.
This is a sticky situation.
You know, I guess I'm going to boil it down for me, and I know this is your topic.
No, that's fine.
But I'm going to boil it down is boiling it down to that point when you're inside that room with these investigators and the questions that they ask you. And especially, I guess, for the people that were employed by the U.S. Army mm-hmm. or some other governmental function and they got denied entry. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, come on, guys. If you're going to do this, check a list of people that are okay to permit because they have connections with the United States or they are citizens or, you know, something. That's, or, I guess that's what it boils down to, is the questions that they ask you to dehumanize you or to make you feel that, you know, you are something less.
I understand the whole let's screen, let's, you know, let's determine who's good, who's bad, let's try to do that. Okay. But all right, so first off, a lot of people already went through the previous process, which I understand the current president does not think is an effective process. It may or may not be an effective process. I am not familiar with the process to comment on the process. However, changes are desired in the process. So, you know what? This is what you do. Instead of us going crazy and saying, well, let's just deny entry to everyone that has not been screened under this new process or the new process that we haven't figured out what that is yet, let's go ahead and everyone that has, like, you know, went through this process already, which is where the biggest problem lies, are the people that already have some type of, like, a work visa, a green card, a blah, blah, blah. You know, these people that have already been vetted to be here, let them through. And if you want to screen them further, then do so, but don't inhibit their ability to come back. If you want to screen or have a tougher screening process for people currently applying for visas or entry or trying to seek asylum or refugees, blah, blah, blah. If you want to have a stronger policy on that one, fine. But and that, I think that's where my biggest issue has come with in terms of what's going on here. I'm not going to argue against tougher screening because compared to a lot of other countries, we're actually kind of easy to get into. If you've ever looked at other countries, like try to go to Europe for several years to work. It's a complicated process and it's a long process. See, and not a lot of people get approved for the process.
Well, I have a friend that is on Twitter that he travels the world and he never really talks about the security process unless there's something really stupid happening. So I don't know, maybe he's so seasoned with it that it's just natural for him to do these things.
It's possible. It's possible. Your connection's a little wonky, so we'll have to do a reset on the break. Because you kind of fade in and out on me. And I think we'll be breaking in like 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So
yeah, I've been noticing the fading in and out too. Okay. So, and it's, I don't know if it's something that's going to even be possible with the reset. It might be a cord issue.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Are the cat, what was it, from cat damage to the cords?
Well, I'm not noticing any cat damage.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah, I don't know. And I don't know. It's upsetting me, though. Yes. It's been a crazy week, folks. I won't get into all of it, but I took my cat into the vet. That was like $700.
Yeah, that's
But the cat had a needed problem to be fixed. It was an abscess in the tooth, the ooh, cheek. It was nasty.
Ooh, not good, not good.
Yeah, cat was in pain.
Yeah, pain, kitty in pain. Oh, and then,
yes. Oh, yes.
The shooting at Quebec. Thing. The shooting in Quebec at the city mosque. There still really don't seem to be many details about that. I don't know. There's still no details about that.
Yeah, I mean, they said they captured somebody and they've got somebody in custody, so.
And that was the last I knew. There was, like, no further details on it. Maybe during the break you can look it up or we can kind of peek into it and. You know what? You can research it while I do my news after the break.
Right. So after the break, we've got some awesome Florida crazy.
I've got a nakedness story.
I do.
I do. So thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this on air, spelled with an E, unique U, smells like a G, interlooped, where's Waldo, universally accepted, kit-tested streaming experience? Well, visit Chiampa.info to find out how. That's chiampa.info. All right. Hang tight. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Hold on. Okay. I think I found it. I think I found it.
Yay.
I think I found it.
Listen.
There we go. I found it.
We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
We're up at dawn.
Shoo-bitty-doo-doo-wah.
Got our aprons on.
Hoppa, hoppa.
We're making up the dough.
Do-de-do.
We roll, roll it out, put it in a pan.
Nobody makes biscuits like we can. The bacon, our sausage, the eggs are fresh. If you say so, ourselves,
ours are the best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of it.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Shampa!
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's crazy Florida news is next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday because today is National Croissant Day and National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Now, go unwrap your bubble wrap croissant, shove it up your ass, and then go grab your bongs, bitches, while you sit on that bubble wrap like a dork, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
Wow, Betty was a little, something there.
Boom chakalaka. Ooh. You got that right, Anthony. Betty out.
All right, Betty, you go. Wow, she's a feisty one tonight.
Yes, she is.
So you're gonna learn, you're gonna research more about this Ontario shooting thing, or was it wherever it was?
The Quebec shooting thing.
My apologies. And I'm gonna go to our first news story. And do you want to do your news after mine, or you just want to push your news to next week, or how do you want to do it?
I want to research the Quebec thing, and then we'll talk about that. And if we've got time for my news, I'll do a story or two.
Sounds
good. If not, I'll push it off.
All right. That's cool. I just got to try to figure out where we're at. I will try to move through these quickly, though. All right. Our first story. Our first story of the night is from the Florida Keys News. It tells us of a woman who decided to escape the oppressive Nazi ways of Oakland, California, and head to Key West looking for trophy dispensers on every corner and snowflake polishing stations in every home. Elizabeth, 30, was traveling on US 1 through Big Pine Key, basking her snowflake goodness, when she suddenly was offended. She had to make sure that her hurt feelings were known and that she did not like the Donald Trump sign in front of the R&T vinyl sign store. Elizabeth had stopped into the business and decided to threaten the business owners with a knife because of her disdain for the sign that was displayed outside. One of the owners took a photo of Elizabeth leaving the scene after the confrontation and contacted the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, who eventually caught up with the disgruntled Californian heading south. She initially denied involvement in the confrontation until a deputy showed her the photo the business owner took. And then she claimed that the Trump sign had ruined her chill. She was booked on a felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charge and a misdemeanor criminal mischief charge, and was released from county jail after posting a $10,250 bond. That's a pretty hefty bond.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, but she just... Yeah, she just went, honey, I get
don't
it.
Don't you pay like a percentage of bonds, though? You
like 10%,
yeah. Like a percent. Yeah.
But so I don't know.
10% of that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the actual amount that they paid or if that's the amount with the 10%, which would be, what,
$1,250? $1,025, yeah, that sounds like, yeah.
So, still a good chunk of change, not something I got hanging around in my pocket. God knows I was down at the Chinese restaurant searching for change in front of their door. I wanted to buy a Coke from the damn vending machine, but Betty makes it so expensive. The last time I tried to get a 20-ounce Coke, it was $4.55. It was ridiculous.
The hell is she doing charging that much?
Because nobody else is open when the show is on. Everyone else in the strip mall closes, except for the Chinese restaurant. But they sell it, but it's warm. It's warm and it's all in Chinese, and I'm kind of afraid to drink it.
She is a class A lunt.
Ah, yes. Lunt. Melvina and Polina. If you know what this joke means, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We want to talk to you. Oh, we have a caller, though. So let's see who we've got calling. All right, caller, you are on the air.
Yeah, this is Ezel.
Oh, it's Ezel again. Hi, Ezel.
Yeah. Welcome back.
No, I'm hiding in the laundry chute.
Oh, you're hiding in the laundry chute. Are you living the Florida lifestyle?
No, man, them guys are looking for me. I just want to tell you guys, man. You guys help me out, man. Them guys are going to beat me up or something, man. You're going to waterboard me or something.
We will start the Ezel. Go get Ezel out of Guantanamo Bay petition and GoFundMe account.
Yeah, man. Do that for me.
Provide you with all.
Oh man, I got to go. But man, take care of my bees for me. I'll send you a text message where my bees.
Safe travels, Ezel.
All right, you'll tell your listeners to call the White House and free
Ezel.
I didn't do nothing wrong. Oh, I got to go, man. I'll see you later.
All right, Ezel, be quiet. Oh boy.
We folks. Ooh, we haven't had that.
So our next story has a bit of a twist tonight. Channel News, or News Channel 8 brings us a story of a crime that could only come out of Florida. The Bartow Police Department is asking local residents to help identify a car wash burglary suspect for a burglary that occurred at the Waterworks Car Wash. Police believe the suspect, whose photo was clearly captured on video surveillance multiple times, is responsible for stealing 4 video surveillance cameras from the business. Police said the suspect appears to be white or Hispanic, 18 to 25 years old, sporting a goatee. The suspect is seen in the footage wearing a Florida Gators hooded sweatshirt with the word Gators across the front of it. Please call Detective Jason Griffin at the Bartow Police Department if you have any additional information to help find the suspect, because they have no clue where he's located, even though they've plastered his, and they really have, they've plastered his face all over the internet. It's kind of ridiculous. So that's that. Let's see. We got the next one. Just in time.
60.
It's yeah.
Oh, wait. What was that, Betty?
I feel super sexy.
You will after me going through this one, Betty. Let me tell you, this is a doozy. This doozy comes from the Pensacola News Journal, and brings us our Florida nakedness story of the night. Charles, 52, was hanging out at a car wash on Sunday night, jamming to his music, washing his car, living his dream. He was living the Florida lifestyle. Someone didn't like Charles' version of living the Florida lifestyle, so they contacted the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Escambia.
Okay, that works. According to the report, when deputies arrived to the car wash, they saw Charles out and about, without pants, no más pantalones, blaring music from his vehicle. Deputies asked Charles to put some clothes on, to which he responded, "They took off running by themselves without me." Yep.
They didn't like his stink. What the hell?
No. Yep. The clothes just ran off. They took off running by themselves without me. Deputies asked him to sit in his vehicle because he was naked, at which point he allegedly grabbed a screwdriver and threatened the officer. A deputy retrieved a taser and reportedly told Charles to stay in his car and keep his ding-a-ling to himself. But Charles was too excitable and exited the vehicle in search of his traveling pants. The deputies tased Charles. Yes, exactly. Charles was charged with aggravated assault on an officer, second-degree felony. He is being held at the Escambia County Jail in lieu of a $10,000 bond.
Ooh, oh my.
Yep, and that... Hold on. $10,000 bond. Not quite as much as the crazy sign.
Close enough, though.
Very close. Very, very close. And that is your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know you could be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8565.
That's part of the studio experience, too.
But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or about that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
So did I tell you we have a new cleaning crew at the Tampa studio now?
Boom chakalaka. You got that right, Anthony. Buddy out.
Yeah, she doesn't like them too much, though, because they're really keeping
Oh, my God, they're mean. They're mean. Well, you know that they're from the prison, right? The regular cleaning people that we would have here apparently did not like it very much, so they left. So the only people that will work in the Tampa studio now are inmates. No, we don't. Dial-a-made left. Well, we didn't pay them for like 6 months, so they just stopped coming around. Something about a court date, I don't know. And so yeah, now the county is sending inmates over here. We get some inmates in here, and they're not
from the women's prisons,
from the men's prison.
Oh,
It's not that exciting, trust me. There you go. There's your tag. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, they'll beat you. They'll cut you. They'll cut you if you're over time in your segment. They're very, very strict on time.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, hey, folks. Joe here. I want to tell you about my recent dentist and eye doctor visits.
That sounds exciting. Doesn't that sound exciting, folks?
You know, both places have really updated their technology.
So, yeah.
It is quite amazing.
So you haven't, clearly you haven't been to a dentist or an eye doctor in a while. So tell us about your new experience. Okay.
The dentist was pretty interesting. They took x-rays and kind of like did all these crazy angled shots and I had to bite down and all that.
Okay.
But they were able to really get good 3D representations of my teeth and the roots and all that.
Okay.
Good thing is everything's healthy. I do have a cavity on a wisdom tooth and they would like to extract that. So
ooh,
that's,
I hate that.
That's, yeah. Now the visit for the cleaning and that exam was $99.
That's pretty good.
Now I guarantee that for low-income folks, that $99 probably is going to be potentially high. I get that.
Kitty.
For middle class, I think that's rather reasonable.
I saw the kitty.
Yes. We had some health situations with the kitty, folks. Not this particular kitty that's been meowing, but the other kitty.
Yes.
Yeah, she had a horrible tooth abscess. Costing me $704 and change.
Ow, yeah. That's painful.
But Kitty is healthy. She's 19 pounds, 8 ounces.
Wow, she's a hefty kitty.
Yeah, she's pretty damn fat. Oh, and the eye doctor visit. Now, you know what? They were trying to do the glaucoma test, and I'm sorry, but I just don't like people putting shit to my eyes.
Oh, let me tell you.
It just bothers me like crazy.
I am a candidate for glaucoma. And I do have some mild form of excessive ocular pressure. And let me tell you something. If that blow test, like if you like blow hot on that little puff test, that a pep test, they have this device. And it looks like a funnel. And they stick that fucker right on your pupil. And they test the pressure of your eye by sticking that fucker right on your eyeball. You have to keep your eye open. And you see this fucking thing coming into your eyeball.
But she says it doesn't touch your eye. But the problem is, as soon as it touches my eyelashes, it just tweaks my eye out like nuts.
Yep.
I can't keep my eye open. Yep. It bothers me, and I can't do it. And it starts tearing up, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
I'm sorry.
Totally. I'm in the
same
way.
They need to develop another kind of test for glaucoma. Something different. I don't know what.
I don't know
maybe
what either.
Some kind of, you know.
You know what? You know what's easier? You know what would be easier than developing a new test for glaucoma?
What?
You all need to smoke a bomb.
So, what's up with this yard work I hear you've been doing? Chickens,
yeah,
man.
I actually did yard work. I cleaned out the gutters and pruned some trees. It was amazing.
Ooh. Wow. You know, if you've got some kind of comment you want to make, give us a call now at 813-327-8566. The lines are open. And we've got like 5 minutes left in this lovely evening broadcast. Cheyampa Radio, folks, is a lovely internet radio station. We host a lot of programming. So be sure, we'll talk about this in our little other section, but I just want to plug us so much because we deserve it. This is episode 76.
Episode,
you know, we've
76.
Come a long ways. We've come a long ways.
Yeah, we're like a hybrid two-man act / internet radio show station.
Exactly.
It's really weird. Think traditional radio. And we run it right? Our own show. But we cover, we carry a lot of other stuff. So
we also try to give you alternate news.
Alternate news. That didn't sound right. We try to give you a good sampling of news from different news outlets, because we do carry several different news outlets that do. And Joe has lost the microphone, which is fine. So we will steer away from this conversation.
Hello,
it is tax season. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I think it's the microphone,
but I can totally hear you.
Really? Because it I can fades hear you.
Tap
in and
on
out
the
of
microphone.
My headphones.
Tap on your microphone. Tap on your microphone.
So is it the headphones then? Because I'm fading in my headphones.
Maybe it is the headphones. Could be.
But are you hearing me fading?
You sound beautiful.
My headphones.
You sound lovely.
There's something going on with this cord. Now, I could attach a new cord because this part of the headphone jack comes out.
Does it? So you can get new headphone jack cords.
Yeah, so that might be an option that I need to investigate.
Aha. That could be very interesting. Options to investigate.
I love your investigations of different sound effects because that's what we love.
I would love to get this hair out of me.
Oh, there's Roger. Hi, Roger. Bye, Roger.
It's tax season.
Go away, Roger.
Are you ready for tax season?
No. Not really.
I hope to get a refund.
Until the very last minute.
I hope. I'd like to get a tiny itty-bitty refund. I haven't gotten a refund in a long time. Oh, we got a caller.
We got a caller?
Yep, it looks like we got a caller. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, Ezel Madden.
It's Ezel again. Hi, Ezel.
Yeah. Hey, Ezel. Can I sleep under the desk again in the studio?
That's okay. But like I was saying earlier, we changed out the cleaning room, so they're a little rough. So you might have to fight a little bit for your territory. But if you're cool with that, you're more than welcome to spend the night underneath the desk in the studio. That's not a problem.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Roger, there. I'll keep you company.
Some of them old boys. I might recognize some of them.
That's true. You might know some of them. Just get jump on the PSTA and take it on down to the Chinese restaurant. You know where to go. The one hung low, and and you know we're right upstairs from it.
All right, I'll be there at the Chinese. I'm gonna get some egg rolls and some come soon. Okay, and I'll see you later.
Pick me up some crab rangoons while you're at it.
Ooh, right, crab rangoons. Yum yum.
All right, take it easy, Zell.
Bye, Zell.
And then we have Ezel. So
yes.
And whatever happened to Dick White? Dick White just kind of faded away.
Yeah, you know, he just wasn't trending like
he
like,
wasn't.
He
didn't. No,
people should.
No, Dick White was a very, very useless, a character that didn't really last very long. But that's fine.
Eco Bob might come out at some point.
Oh, we might get Eco Bob. Okay. Well, yeah, we have Eco some Bob exciting things to look forward to. Then it looks
yes.
Like.
He's this wonderful green, forward-thinking dude.
Lovely. I think we need more characters. We need more characters.
He loves taking the bus.
Sweet. Oh my goodness, that could be interesting. So, but you know, do we really know what's going on? Do you know what's going on, Joe? Do we ever really know what's going on?
I have been watching The Sopranos.
You have been watching The Sopranos, have you? What have I been watching?
Yeah,
I haven't been watching anything. Really good.
You haven't watched anything while you...
I've been doing, like, the broadcast television thing, like the Game Show Network. Okay. And then I, like, put on Bob Ross sometimes on Netflix. And then sometimes I throw on some, like, Cleveland shows. But it's like I'm not, like, doing a series because there's not really any new series on there that I'm interested in watching. Not yet for sleepy time.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find something. I don't know. But
if I could find a way to gift you chips, because that is such a wonderful look back in the past and how television has morphed into something totally different.
Oh, goodness.
It's amazing.
I'm sure.
It's amazing. Chips, folks, is a show kind of representative of what the California Highway Patrol is all about. You know, catching car thieves.
It was a very popular show
in the
70s.
Highways. Yeah.
If you're older than us, you'll remember it. If you're younger than us, you might not know what the fuck we're talking about.
But you'll notice how they used to wear very tight pants.
Everyone wore tight pants in the 70s. Yep. So, the tight pants are being discovered, and the ugly lights are coming on. And the inmates are giving me mean looks through the window. So I should probably speed this up. They beat me the other day with an eraser. It was not good. It was one of the small erasers, you'd think, but when you got 150 of them thrown at you. Anyway, I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
And hey, Joe, don't forget you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit and host, Betty. She has some interesting programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate.
Wow, so much awesome programming you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. Oh, and hey, be sure to tune in to our 24-hour internet radio station, Chiampa Radio. Visit us at www.chiampa.info. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook / Chiampa Radio, and also Twitter @ Chiampa Radio.
So I'm trying to get the newest episode of This Way out, because the email actually came out that it just came out, that Gordon just sent it out. But it hasn't uploaded. But it's not uploaded yet. No, it hasn't uploaded anywhere yet. And now becomes the time crunch of there's a minute and 30 seconds. And I would like to run.
It'll probably come up right as we say it, and you'll have to just suffer through
that. Yeah, you'll just have to suffer through last week's episode if that's the case. But yeah, and it looks like
we can't ask everybody to be timely like we are.
Punctual and timely, yes, because we are OCD about that shit. And that's what America is about.
Even when we are in our shiniest of database moments.
We
are timely.
Yes, and that's what America is about. Being your own little special snowflake. But don't be too annoying at it. We all got to learn to respect each other.
And you know, snowflakes go all the way around, folks. Snowflakes is just some form of idiocracy that, oh my God, this planet is a big snowflake.
There's your trophy. There's it.
Thank
again.
You.
There's it again. All right.
I am so stressed out. Yeah.
So as it goes,
sorry, Betty.
Such is how it goes. So anyway, let me close this window here and let's see if we can make this work. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, I think. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, if you have seen a rat while eating naked in the car wash in a parking lot, half of this will make sense next week. You may have been a victim of a toilet paper bandit. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an old episode of This Way Out with a U. Is that a U?
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.